Previously on A Pint of Cthulhu Fallout. As the team recover from their night back in the vault, they wake up in the vault's drunk tank, find their way up to the Overseer's office where they got their last mission given to them. They handed over the Geck and were told of Old Man McScrooge's land that they need to clear in order to have enough space to activate the Geck and to start Utopia. The team left and the land stretched its flat and barren before you. Cracked earth and scorched remnants of civilization offering little solace as you press eastward. On the horizon, a lone structure rises, a battered, half-collapsed building standing defiantly against the desolation. Its crumbling concrete walls and rusting supports suggest it was once an office or apartment block, but now serves as a fortress for the notorious Old Man McScrooge. As you draw closer, signs of life become apparent. Makeshift repairs patching the building structure, stacks of old world junk forming barricades, and the faint glow of electric power visible through some of the windows around the perimeter. Robotic guards shuffle and glide in their jerky and erratic movements. And there's an odd collection of Protectrons, Mr. Handys, and even a weathered Assaultron, each of them whirring and clicking as they track your every move. Above the entrance, the sound of static crackles faintly from a speaker mounted by the door. The overcast sky casts everything in a muted grey light, and a faint chill rides in the wind. As you near the doorway, a small, spindly robot steps forward, its mismatched limbs clicking audibly with every movement. It's clearly been cobbled together from various parts, one leg shorter than the other, causing it to hobble unevenly. Its glowing holocam eyes flicker faintly, and it raises a thin arm to intercept you.
"Halt," it says. "You're approaching the esteemed domain of Mr. McScrooge. State your business, or prepare to be firmly reprimanded."
We are here to trade in wares and interesting items.
"No, that will never work."
"Don't knock it."
"Asking him to
promise.
Trade will not work. Don't do that. There's no reason to do that."
"Maybe we should put a bomb inside the robot and, you know."
"Excuse me, why are you talking to each other? I'm addressing you. Can you see me?"
"Yes, we can see you. What is your designation?"
Just as you ask the question to the robot, a door opens up in the second floor of the building, and a voice shouts out, "Oi, you there! What day is it?"
"December 24th.
"Good God," the voice says, as it slams the window back shut, and the small robot looks distressed.
"Oh no, it's not Christmas yet, sir. Honestly, it's still a while to the holiday."
He turns back to you and shrugs, and quite angrily says,
You didn't have to do that, miss."
"Do you know what he sounds like? He need..." "Go ahead."
"I suppose giving someone the wrong date is impolite, but it doesn't seem to be... It shouldn't have been too much of an issue."
"That's some old man McScrooge. Old Mr. McScrooge, he's he doesn't take well to the holidays."
"Why not?"
"I'll tell you what he needs." And I whip out my flask.
"Oh, your flask.
Needs a little bit of this.
Moonshine.
Some eggnog.
Mulled wine.
For peace."
"What if he enjoys the dildo?"
I think you should save that.
You gotta get a little bit of this in him, girl, before you try that. I'm saying
he may
works for me."
"What?"
"Well, that's all very interesting and all, but you still haven't told me why you're here."
"Yes, we did. I said we're here to trade and investigate. Please lead on."
"You didn't have to add the investigate part. That makes it really suspicious."
"Old Man McScrooge is happy to trade, but
my objective is to investigate the building."
"We're not here to secretly blow it up."
No, why would you do such a thing?
Obviously not.
Turn to Winnegan. Wink.
He says, she says wink out loud. Wink.
Blinks both eyes.
Yeah.
Okay. So can I want to turn back to the little room and say, yeah, please ignore my mutant friend. She is having troubles recently.
Fuck you, Tin Can.
She's had a little bit too much of this, let me
tell you. Those mutants are prone to it. Would you like to leave it outside?
No, we shall not be leaving our esteemed companion outside. She is a member of our trading party, particularly good at handling large cargo. So...
Ah, so you are a trading party. Wonderful.
Yes, we can perhaps escort us inside before we can make some deals with your master, I believe.
Why, yes, please do come in.
The small robot just turns to the side, beckons you through the doorway, and the team do. They wander through, and let me change the map. There we go. Right, so you wander into this atrium.
What a dump!
It's full of shit in here.
I've already had one, thanks.
Please excuse the mess, sir. There's a Mr. McScrooge is he's quite bad at letting go of items.
To call this a mess is an insult to messes. This is a disaster.
Well, he certainly would have a lot to trade. Perhaps not.
Yes,
do you really want any of this?
Quite right.
That robot on the sofa there got a. In fact, never mind.
Don't worry about it.
Yes, yeah, so you walk into this rather messy atrium of the first floor of the building. This first floor has a small office at the back of it that you can see is it's very, very tiny and full of little robot parts. It's obvious that this is your new companion, I guess. This robot receptionist's office.
What is your designation, by the way? I didn't quite catch it.
Oh, my name's Tim.
Ah.
Thank you for asking. Nobody ever does.
Hey, Billy.
Glad to meet you.
Yes, Billy. What's up, Gertrude?
What is it, Gertrude?
This place doesn't look like it would catch on fire really easily. Wink.
No kidding.
I guess I shouldn't slowly pass this fat man round your way. Wink.
Just had your statue.
Don't ask. I've had it keistered this whole time.
Let's be clear, we're not recording that Billy Bob's had a fat man up his arse the entire time.
No wonder you Pops couldn't out. Sit down.
What kind?
Out of his gaping hole.
Yeah, so to give a description of what you're seeing, as I've been trying to do. Yes.
Sorry, Cap.
There's this small office in the corner, full of mismatched robot parts, dented servos and all that sort of stuff. In one corner, a flickering charging station glows faintly. And the main atrium is dominated by what is a massive dining table. Although in that picture it doesn't appear to be dominating the room, but there's a...
It's certainly,
certainly
big
enough. Yes, it's an average size
dining table.
Barely any of it is visible beneath piles of old newspaper, faded holotapes and other junk. Stacks of boxes and hoarded items create narrow pathways, forcing you to navigate carefully. And the air smells faintly of mildew and decay.
Who built this place? The stairs look like they're melting.
Just like home.
That's just how things look now after the war. Where is your master, though?
Oh, my master will be in his office. Normally he would come down to trade, but considering you told him it's near Christmas time, he might be a little bit stressed up there. Let me go check.
So,
The
tiny robot turns and hobbles his way to the stairway, which leads to the second floor.
So we're blowing this place up, yeah?
We'll see if we could not get something out of the old man first.
Let me wonder, big girl, what do you think our chances are of taking out these assaultrons in this room?
In this room, yes. Elsewhere, absolutely the fuck not.
The bomb is big enough, we could probably do it.
There's so many outside.
What if there's good shit in here, Gertrude? You don't know.
I don't want to go through all this. I don't know if you do, Billy Bob, but this is a lot of fucking work.
I'm not cleaning up all this house.
Oh, he's not going to have the good shit down here. It's going to be in his office. He doesn't have the good shit in with these piles of junk. He has the good shit where his clothes.
Wait, Billy, we're talking about stuff, not actual poop again, are we?
Yeah. No. Speaking of, that is what's on the around that mini nuke I hand you. That is shit. Savio, that was in my ass. That is indeed poop. But no, I'm not actually.
Billy Bob did not have a mini nuke up his ass. Just to, just for a metagaming perspective,
Don't listen to the very very handsome Scottish man talking now. No, it's clearly there was clearly a mini nuke up my ass the whole time.
Billy, you're all ass.
Billy, we need
That's
to get
all
to
I
therapy.
Am.
You slap Billy on the ass and a nuke goes off.
Good game! You'll doom us all!
That blew the shit out of you.
I'm trying to sneak around Scrooge's house. The clap of the nuke in my ass.
Walking around bow-legged like, this really hurts, guys.
Waddling down the stairs.
Keep the clench.
Right, I think we should see what we can get out of him first. Try and make a deal. Billy Bob, you are the best at that, I believe.
I do, so, Billy, but I do need to know, what are we exactly trying to get out of him?
We are trying to find out why he's been fucking up everyone that comes here. If he'd be amenable
are
to
we?
Us having the GEC unit nearby. Yes, I don't want to have to fight all this shit, so if we can come to a peaceful solution, that would be best.
I know the best way to not have to fight anything, and that is to go with Gertrude.
Sorry, I should have been previously given you a reminder of what your mission was.
We've got our own now, it's fine. We've made our own mission.
We need to set up the GEC unit here.
Well, you don't have to
find the
unit
true
with
meaning
you.
Of Christmas.
I know, but we need to make sure this area is clear so we can do it.
Yes. You, to be clear, the GEC is back at the vault with the Overseer.
Ooh.
What do you mean? The GEC is back at the Overseer. To be clear, the mission was he sent you here because this is a wide, flat piece of land. This is the only thing that's on here that needs to be cleared away in order to use the GEC. And he's wondering if you can either convince the nice trader to leave. There have been rumours about people going missing around these parts. And Mr. Old Man McScrooge is known as a hermit. An old, ruthless hermit who lives with his loads and loads of robots.
Robot military.
Yes, his robot military.
We're needing to figure out what happened to people and if he'll leave.
Yes.
So, okay. Or, hear me out.
Go boom.
We blow it up.
Exactly.
With what?
The bomb.
The mini nuke. It was up my ass.
The Gertrude actually does have a bomb.
Is there something that happened in between the fucking games here that we were discussing this previously that Billy Bob had a bomb up his arse?
Oh, you didn't know?
I feel like we're just talking about this. Why are we talking about this as if it's a fact?
Fact.
Because it is a fact. I've clearly had a mini nuke up my ass this whole time. It's in my
character. Head up your ass.
Gertrude, your bomb is very impressive for close quarters fighting, but not quite enough to blow a fucking 3-story building into smithereens.
Just the table goes.
Well,
can I ask Cap some questions?
A clear support structure.
We could, but I'd still be worried about the small
will it
melt army
through solid steel.
Is it made of jet fuel?
Is it napalm?
Is there anywhere else we can go, like any other rooms?
Oh, there's a good question. Everybody's just been standing by this dining table talking about whether or not they're going to blow up the place with this fantasy fat man that you've managed to pull out your ass.
Toss to the nearest robot and ask where can we explode.
As previously described, there is a small office that is clearly Tiny Tim's little charging dock. There is the stairs to the second floor, and there's also the stairs going downwards to a vaulted doorway.
Yes, I want to check out this vaulted doorway.
I want to go poo in the locker room.
I'm going to destroy Tim's charging dock.
What? Why are we doing?
No, do not destroy Tim's charging dock. I would.
He's only tiny. We can't do this to him.
That would be devastating to a robot kind.
Oh look, there's a toilet there.
We've come to chew bubblegum and kick ass, and I'm all out of gum.
I don't think you should shit in the toilets pulled up to the dinner table like a chair.
But anyway, that's not so, Cap, can I look around for anything interesting? Like, I don't know, some caps or, like, some, I don't know, some junk clothes.
We're robbing this man. Full view of security.
Yep. You do start to look around and, like, give me a perception check. Give me perception against survival.
Yeah, there's a... We have company.
We have a voyeurs.
Perverts in the walls.
Yeah,
yeah, success. You do too? Notice the Assaultron scanning your scanning your little grabby arm as it starts to move towards some of McScrooge's possessions.
Geronimo!
Observing security today.
Oh, they ain't gonna do shit. Go for it, Nurse Handy.
The sweet car.
You know what? I'm not gonna touch. But yeah, Cap, you said about this vault door.
Yeah, it's a large steel vaulted doorway that goes. There's a couple of steps going down to it. It clearly leads to a basement. However, it's massive, made of steel, and very clearly, given that you passed that perception check, it's very clearly electronically locked.
We need to wait for the old man to come down the stairs.
Speaking of which, the sound of heavy, elaborate footsteps echoes down from the staircase.
And you thought we'd talk about...
Accompanied by a rasping cough. A moment later, old man McScrooge appears, his wiry frame draped in the patchwork robe of a faded threadbare fabric. His eyes are wide and frantic, darting around the room, finally settling on the group. Well, 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 what do we have here? Squatters? Thieves?
Christmas carolers.
Oh, no, good not God.
That. No. Boo!
He lets out a barking laugh. If you find any cheer or kindness here, you're sorely mistaken.
What about figgy pudding?
It's the season for giving, sir.
Season we bring turkey.
Right, we're actually here to conduct some business.
Ah, trade. Trade, you say. Excellent.
We're from a vault not far from here, and we have an interest in trading electronics. However, we are fairly wary of this area. There's been a few incidents with people disappearing.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been feeding people to something in your basement?
We've met three guys who do that last week. It's becoming a bit of a pattern.
Okay, so Billy Bob steps, you know, forward in between Winnegan and Scrooge and goes, actually, I'd really like to ask, just to be sure. You see, around these parts, a lot of people have been missing. And we're really concerned for your safety here, sir. We need to probably have you vacate the area, if you wouldn't mind.
Bah! I won't be leaving here. I'm perfectly safe.
I mean, are you sure? I mean, I know you got Assaultrons here, but... you're the only one in this area left, and people have been leaving. I mean, unless you have a reason to be the reason people are leaving.
This is my home, and this is my stuff, and I will not be forced away.
So then, I dare ask, are you the reason people have been disappearing?
I have no idea what any of you are talking about. I thought you said you were here to trade electronics.
We are, yeah.
What kind of junk do wastelanders like you have that'd be worthy of my collection?
A functioning retro and vintage Nurse Handy unit, actually.
A very poo-covered mini-nuke.
That's just a particularly nuke-shaped piece of porn, I think.
An event boy. Points at Billy.
And additionally, if this area does remain safe for us and profitable enough, well, we're from a vault with a lot of technology that only vault dwellers tend to have. We'd be more than happy to set up a permanent trading post here in the future.
That's not
going to
get him out of the place when we set the geck off, is it, Winnegan?
I know. Give me a minute.
Wink.
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 Oh, shit, yes.
This here, this fancy tin can, eh? A bit more personality than I like in my machines.
It's buggy.
Tapping it in the eye.
Hey, that is my eye.
My optical sensor.
What she said.
I'll admit, a working robot like this could be reasonably kind of valuable.
Mm-hmm.
Now, guys, I have been a valuable companion. Please, rethink this trade.
For this?
I do believe you.
I could probably part with some of my finest scrap, some circuit boards, maybe a fusion cell.
How about information?
How about you leave the building?
Don't listen to Super Mutant.
Information?
I feel like you know more about these missing persons than you're letting on here. You see, I was a law enforcement officer for a very long time, and I know something's off. Now, I'm not saying you're involved. I'm just saying I feel like you know more about what's going on. You get the Mr. Handy, and you tell us what's going on. Maybe give us a lead or two, and I'll draw suspicion away.
Give me a wee charisma check on this one. Charisma versus, what will she do? Because you're not looking to barter here.
Speech? You're looking for speech and charisma?
Just go for a straight speech check in that case, yeah.
That's a one success.
Oh, one success, yeah. McScrooge's face sort of falters for a moment. His fingers tightening in the head of his cane. Missing persons, bah! Who cares about a few hapless traders wander off to? Not my business. People go missing in the wasteland all the time.
Whoa, back up. I never said they were traitors.
Now, if you're implying that I had anything to do with it, well, that's a nasty bit of business to accuse an old man of, don't you think?
You pretty much just threw yourself under the bus here. What do you mean they were traitors? We never said they were traitors.
I run a respectable trade here. People come and go, and I can't be held responsible for what happens after they leave my gates. As he speaks,
so
his eyes dart towards the basement.
So they were here. Well, sir, I think we need to go into your basement.
If you lot are here to poke around my house and meddle in things that don't concern you, you best turn around and leave. There's nothing down there but old junk and dangerous relics. Best be left alone,
so,
I say.
I want to cut in here. If we leave now, our investigation will go to higher level and we will get reinforcements or the army involved.
Give me a wee speech check, Carmen.
Oh, shit.
God damn it, Carmen. Why'd you get involved? Head in the bag, man.
I'll take you meet it.
speech, charisma.
We're fucked, guys. We're done.
That's alright, I've got a plan.
Just roll it. It's fine.
Blow everything up.
Oh my goodness, that's a crit success.
Two successes.
Well, not a one, but still, it's pretty close.
How do you get out of this?
Look at the army.
No, I'm just trying to roll. I'm rolling with Bobby.
I'll tell Daddy on you. Is what I'll do.
Daddy.
I'll go back to the vault. Tell Daddy. It'll get his people out here.
It's a successful roll. So Cartman saying I'm going to go back to the vault and tell Daddy seems to work in Mr. McScrooge. He visibly flinches. His cane starts slipping slightly, and then he just starts going, No, you can't be. No. No, they won't like that. They won't like that at all.
Who's they?
Look. You have to go. The ghosts won't like that at all. You have to go.
You got a ghost problem. And I'll have you know, per to our previous adventure, we're pretty good at ghosts.
Who are you gonna call?
Oh,
Gertrude!
Dear God, Eliminator!
Best leave it be. Let them rest. I've done my part to keep them quiet. I'll not have you all lot ruining it.
No,
if
we're
you're
going
being
into
held
a basement now.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and head that way.
If you're being held against your will here, we can help.
Blink twice.
Okay,
yes,
Winnegan.
Blink twice if there's a ghost haunting you.
Everybody try to convince him. Here, give me a speech check there, Winnegan.
Oh, goddammit.
Really, maybe you should say if we clear his basement, then he will leave.
Speech charisma or something, yeah?
Yeah, speech and charisma.
Uh-oh. Yeah, nope. That's target 4 and 18 and 12.
Cartman can even pass a speech check in your...
He's a fucking robot.
Cartman's target's 10, okay.
Yeah, he did a lot better than you did.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah, he
his expression in the military, hardens, though.
He jabs the cane towards Winnegan.
Military.
He says, "Bah, you think you're going to help me with them? What do you know about ghosts? Have they whispered to you in the dead of the night? Have they shown you things you can't unsee?"
Yes, they sent me to the future, and now I have, to the past, and now I have a grandson.
Yeah, she's my meemaw, if you wouldn't believe it. It's crazy, right?
Time-traveling ghosts, specifically ghosts who are obsessed with, like, the past, for instance, are my specialty at this point.
Apparently, actually, she just goes back in time and fucks people and then leaves. It's fucking weird, ain't it?
It would have been a paradox if I had, and we'd already met.
I might own drama.
You know what? You're making a good point here. I'm wondering how convincing you are.
I'm on Grandpa.
Where's he?
You know what? Yeah, he's a. I think you're experienced enough with ghosts and time travel that he can tell in your face that you're not lying. I don't need another speech check from you for that. He does. His face softens and he just starts to mumble, but it's nearly Christmas, it's coming up to Christmas. We need to prepare.
I'll stuff the turkey.
Well, I guess we'll help you prepare. Where's the eggnog?
Where's the basement entrance?
Well, the basement entrance is right behind Mr. McScrooge at the moment. It's the big vaulty door, remember?
Okay, you gonna let us in?
Do you have the key?
Do you know the way? Yeah.
We shall go ahead and just open the door regardless.
Yeah, I think Billy Bob's with Gertrude. We're just gonna walk towards the door and kind of sit by waiting for him to unlock it. Like, are we gonna do this or what?
Tapping the feet.
Okay, McScrooge just sighs deeply, and his sort of shoulders slumping up, slumping as if the weight of the ghosts and his own fear had finally become too much. Rubs his forehead and he's, fine. You lot want to see the ghosts? To stir the shadows I've worked so hard to keep quiet? So be it. I'll take you down there, but don't say I didn't warn you. He hobbles towards the stairway, about to go up the stairs again.
The ghosts are up the stairs, not behind the big ass vault door.
Up the stairs, down the stairs.
I need to open the damn door, don't I?
Overground.
Smacks his cane in the stairs as he goes up.
Can I just do a strength check to see if I can just open it anyway?
Just open the door.
Yeah, you can try.
what would you like? Strength, athletics.
Well, give me a perception check first. Perception against strength. See if you know how difficult this is going to be for you.
Can you do perception against strength?
You can do perception against unarmed. That would work.
Ah. Uh-huh.
I take the mini nuke that I've had keistered this whole time and throw it against the door.
Nope.
Okay, so you can try, but you've got no idea how difficult it's going to be.
Okay, what would it be?
It would just be a strength, strength against unarmed.
Won't the ghost be at the bar?
Two successes.
Yeah. She gets two successes. You wrench at the door, but nothing moves.
Then can I step in and say,
"Silly Gertrude, you should know. There's a panel right here next to it. How do you open it?"
And can I walk up to the panel and try to hack it and try to get into it?
I mean, he is going to open the door.
You step towards the doorway, talking about a panel, and you realise that there is not a panel.
Wrong doorway.
When your perception check earlier that showed it was electronically locked did not necessarily mean that there was a computer panel or anything like that next to it.
It's just a picture frame of a panel.
That's all I saw.
Alright, so Mr. McScrooge has managed to make his way up the stairs at this point, and you can sort of hear his footsteps and his cane hitting the floor as he walks across the second floor.
Considering he's pretty much admitted to us that he's a killer, should we be leaving him alone?
Should we just blow the place up like Gertrude suggested?
We don't have any explosives for that, darling.
I have a mini nuke that's in my asshole right now.
Okay, this whole blowing things up.
My fist be up your ass, so I'm not
first of
careful.
All, Billy Bob doesn't have a mini-nuke up his ass.
Lies!
Hey, whoever's editing this, can they please add a ding noise every time Cap has to say that? Like a little counter. Yeah.
Second of all, your bomb that you've got, it's not a nuke.
No, but it's thermite. It'll set the place on fire.
You can set the place on fire. You're not going to blow the place up.
Good enough.
It's a building.
It's wood.
Not blowing it up. They're just playing their games. The plan is we're going to try to talk to this guy, deal with his ghost, and try to make him leave. But we're trying
it's
to get
Christmas
to this
content.
Mm-hmm. Anyhow, Scrooge. Let's just wait on Scrooge.
She's just waiting on him. All right.
Yeah. Well, what's, yeah. Well,
it's I'm, like 30 I'm minutes of silence in the audio. I'm just sitting there waiting for him.
Cross and one of them tapping the floor like, hurry up.
Just deal good.
Just pick
Billy
him
Bob,
up and
if
just
this ghost sends me back in time again, do you want to see an uncle, cup. I suppose, an aunt?
That's I mean, I feel... you do whatever you want, I guess. I mean, you were going to do it anyway, apparently. How else would I be here?
You're talking about cheating in front of Gertrude?
Oh, fair enough, actually. Never mind.
I should
have Oh, shit.
The wedding's off.
No, Gertrude, see how it is. Fuck you.
Doesn't matter anyway. It ain't like y'all can have kids. Super mutants are sterile.
Fuck you, Billy Bob.
I can tell
you. Keep talking like that. I'll steal you from your cradle and make us literally raise you in front of you.
You start to hear old man Mr. McScrooge's cane hitting the stairs as he starts to come back down from the second floor. His eyes are at the ground, his shoulders slumped. He does not look like he likes this idea at all. He just says, there, the path to ruin or redemption. Who's to say? Go in then. See for yourselves what lies below. Just don't expect me to save you if you wake the ghosts. I'll follow behind.
You're going to go first. And I pull
I'll follow
my 44
behind.
Mag.
See how long your bravado lasts.
Nope. I pull out my 44 mag.
There are so
no.
many fucking robots.
No, sir.
As you
I'm
start
sorry
to
holster
your 44 mag, the two Assaultrons looking straight at you begin to raise their own claw arms towards you.
Bye, Billy.
If you want this to stop or not, Scrooge, we've kind of assessed.
How about I drop you off at the orphanage, Billy Bob?
I'm gonna say, I'm not going to have a known serial killer follow us down into the basement.
Yes, oh, fuck it, Gertrude will go.
Yes, let's go.
I was going to say, I go first. And then the prisoner, and then all you guys behind us.
No, let's just
what
fucking
prisoner?
Go. He's literally just letting us into...
Prisoner, is he speaking
out? Gertrude, you and I can go. They can fuck around if they want. Let's get on
okay.
with it.
Okay.
What?
Move your arms.
All right, Winnegan starts walking towards the doorway as it swings open very, very slowly. A sort of green, sickly glow comes from it, and your Geiger counter starts to click quite rapidly.
Ah, and then my
Scrooge.
Behind us, Yumi.
Do you happen to have anything for this? For both of us, to be honest, that's radiation.
Radiation, you say?
Yes.
Never been radiation down there before. Ridiculous.
Is it always being green and glowing?
Then how about you go down first, like I said?
Fine, I'll go down. If you want a radiation suit, you'll have to trade something valuable for it.
We'll give you Billy Bob.
Yeah, you can have the nurse handy, I don't give a shit. You can take any of my stuff. However, Winnegan, would you mind holding on, if you take a radiation suit, would you mind holding on to Snufflepuff inside your suit?
That would be perfectly acceptable. We'll get you a handy unit. There you go. Would that be sufficient, Scrooge?
Ah, I guess. One handy unit for a radiation suit. We can do that trade.
Yes.
He just sort of rumbles around in one of those boxes that's piled sky high and knocks a few of them over. And dusts off a bright yellow radiation suit.
Much obliged.
All right. He beckons to Billy Bob to start walking down the stairs.
I thought we addressed this, Scrooge.
It's Mick Scrooge.
It could be fucking McJagger for all I care.
All right, McDonald's, get down. You're going down first. We've already assessed this.
He's going down. I need a Jimbo.
All right, then. Let's do a wee speech check again for that one. See if you can convince him to go down.
That is three successes.
The stat is very successful. Yeah, it's three successes. He says, tell you what, if you want, I'll go first.
Tally ho.
And I'll suck your dick while I'm at it. Here we go.
See if I can get... See if I can take you down there without waking them up. So he wanders in front of you and starts walking down the stairs as all of you follow.
You all can all call me Billy Bob Big Dick Swinging. All right, that's what I'm saying. That's that how you do it. You say that's how any way to talk to your meemaw? Because I swear to God, y'all have said the worst things to me, and I'm your grandson.
You know how your meemaw gets after a few drinks.
Apparently, she wants to go back and have siblings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and apparently when she has weed, she fucks the nearest big green thing she sees.
Oh, I take the big green. I fuck the
big green thing. Oh, there's your nuke.
Alright, as they're walking down the stairs, and the map has changed now.
This isn't the same game we played before! This is garbage!
The team descends the narrow staircase into the depths of McScrooge's lair.
Now, what's a lovely, fun Christmas tree.
In the middle of the basement, yes, quite right, stands a grotesque monument. An unexploded pre-war nuclear bomb. Its surface leaking a faint iridescent radiation.
Faded tinsel. I immediately look at Gertrude and go, we can blow it up.
I was going to say, I thought you'd want to put it in your ass. Maybe I'll have it.
It might fit. It might fit. No. I will. We can try. We can try.
Brace yourself.
With enough lube and perspiration, we can make it fit.
Anything's a butt plug if you're brave enough.
Faded tinsel is draped haphazardly over its shell, and shattered ornaments dangle from rusted hooks. A horrifying parody of a Christmas tree, as Cartman did say. Nearby, a gnarled nest of bones, tattered cloth, and shattered weapons lie in disarray. Among the debris rests a massive, shattered egg, its cracked shell still glowing faintly green. A torn Santa hat lies beside the egg, singed and frayed. And then a deep, guttural growl echoes through the basement, sending vibrations up through the floor. From the shadows, a hulking figure emerges. A massive deathclaw. Twisted and glowing faintly green, its eyes burning with an unnatural radiance. Perched awkwardly between its horns is a tattered Santa hat as well, tilted to one side as though mocking the festive spirit. The creature's claws scrape against the concrete as it steps forward, its glowing eyes locked onto the team with a malevolent hunger.
Why, hello there. What is your name?
It's a puppy.
It's now a good time to throw the thermite bomb.
No, darling, please don't do that. Okay. We will all go boom.
The room seems to tremble as a telepathic voice booms in your mind.
Tribute, bring me tribute. The guests of your king will sustain us, and you will serve the future, or you will join in the past.
What?
Deathclaw raises one massive claw. And... nobody moved, so there, yep. The deathclaw.
Oh, he raised the claw, okay.
We thought you just cut out.
Yeah,
I
cut out.
It's giving you a chance to react to the deathclaw coming in for the attack, but that's fine. The deathclaw raises one massive claw.
Pain train, then.
Just launches itself.
Pain train.
You didn't react fast enough. I'm not going to say. I'm going to say.
We're on a platform where you cut out all the time.
legit. That's what it's like. Raise the blue light.
Ah, no.
It's like, wait, did he cut out? Did he not cut out?
Okay, let's roll for it then in that case.
What am I rolling?
Do a group roll. Or like agility or something.
Yeah, something to say that you were fast enough to react to this death call coming in for the attack. Let's go agility and survival.
How many of us need to succeed?
Everyone except Carmen, apparently.
The robot was way too slow.
That's
a lot of viewers. I got a nat 20.
Basically correct, yeah. Everybody passed except from Gertrude, and Nurse Handy got herself a critical fail.
Wait, hang on. Did Took fuck it up as well? Yeah.
Yeah.
I fucked it up.
Just me and Beverly.
Gertrude runs towards the death claw. The death claw unfortunately deftly moves out of the way and keeps on heading towards the group. Billy Bob and Winnegan jump off the platform stairs and onto the floor of the basement, out of the way of the raised claw of the death claw. Beverly, you're a little bit closer, so tell me, how did you escape?
Push the robot in front.
We're going to do that because that critical fail. Yeah. Beverly hides it, behind the robot.
Like, human shield.
It just like throws it down. Like hides it down like, from off the side.
The massive hulking death claw brings down its. Oh, and it got a critical success. Yeah, there is no chance of you avoiding this Cartman. One, I'm sorry. Actually, that was quite a low roll for the death claw for the damage. So, do you have any physical resistance on the. Actually, it doesn't matter. You're taking the full 6 physical damage, it's got piercing.
Oh, shit.
You take the full 6 physical damage to your right leg. Which weapon or attachments on your right leg?
I don't have right legs, I have thrusters.
Yes, which. Your right arm, you know what I'm saying.
Your right thruster.
My right arm?
Yeah.
How long have we played this for?
I've only got one thruster. It's just thrusters at the bottom.
Oh, we're literally on episode 51. You know, and he has no bits. Fucking clue what Cap is talking about.
Your right leg is technically your thruster. Your left leg is your arm 3. Your left arm is arm 1. Your right arm is arm 2.
Right, so right leg is the thruster in that case.
Yes.
Excellent. Your thruster has been ripped off and you bonk down the stairs. Boom, bonk, boom, bonk, boom, boom.
Brilliant. And I am on 1 HP.
Does he walk around like a spider now?
How are you in 1 HP?
Yeah, because I was on 7.
Did you not heal up in the vault?
Come, you're on 6.
Did anyone repair me?
Yes.
Oh, good.
There you go, I'll fix you.
Right, what was he on, Matt?
How are you on 7 of 4 luck points?
Oh, because I'll use 3.
I've got it mixed up. That's how.
I'm on 4 out of 7 luck points, not 7 out of 4.
Final session of the game, and Cartman is learning how to play.
I'm always learning.
To be fair,
I bet you are.
I don't know how I'm on 14 HP out of 17.
Well, then heal up quickly.
Done.
Yes, everybody, what is your initiative scores? 8. Jesus Christ.
14.
It's still 8.
Have my stranger, please, before we do initiative.
Yes, your mysterious stranger shall be active for the.
I don't know, Cap. This has been clearly on the rails this whole time. I mean, I don't know why you're upset.
Professional. Truly.
Right.
You said we won't fuck about.
Depending on how much we fuck about.
Yeah.
And that hasn't happened once.
Yeah, so Winnegan and Beverly, you both get to go first here.
Okay.
Alright. I'm just going to try and shoot this bitch because that is a fucking problem.
Yes. Big horn problem.
Use luck.
Oh, yeah, actually, yeah. Can I reroll it, please?
Yeah, how much luck points do you want to use? You can reroll one each of those dice.
I'll just use one.
Just the one, yeah? Go for it. Just roll a d20 then.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, you still miss. You want to reroll the second
roll
one?
Roll another luck.
Roll them all. Sure. Roll them all.
Just another d20 on that one.
Yeah. Hey, there
you
go.
You've hit. Well done. Yeah, it's a straight shot. You hit the Deathclaw in the right arm. Can you roll some damage for me, please?
Absolutely, gonna be double shotting this.
So did you crank it?
Yep, your extra crank as well. Put your extra damage dice on there.
7 energy damage with piercing.
Excellent, 7 energy damage with piercing. So you're ignoring any of the energy damage resistance that it does have. So that's just a full 7 points of damage off that Deathclaw. Fabulous. Beverly, how do you react to this scene? The thrusters of the robot's just been ripped off. It's currently bouncing down the stairs. When are you going to shot it in the arm?
I'm going to try to grapple it, because Gertrude's behind it.
Grapple a Deathclaw.
Just hit it, because if I can pain drain it, make it prone.
Alright. I was going to try to, like, hold its claws. You know, like, you know the whole thing? Like the claw thing. The claw to fist thing. Like, hold it where it is.
Alright, okay.
I'll hit.
Okay. So you want to hold it in place? You want to try and hold it in place?
Yeah.
To make it easier.
Fair. Beverly grabs the claws of the Death Claw. Give me a strength. Let's see if it's probably. We'll roll there. Probably would just be an unarmed roll, wouldn't it? Beverly Jane.
Yes.
I have anything that works better for like grappling. I think it is just the unarmed. Yes. Give me an unarmed roll.
No additional dice. Fuck it up.
Oh.
I've got one.
Right. Critical fail, so you've rolled a 20 there.
And Flower is officially the only person to not only have died in this game, but died twice.
Well, I'm going to give it a wee challenge roll, so let's hope that this Deathclaw rolls a 20 as well.
What?
It got close to rolling a 20, actually, but it did not. No, you grab hold of the Deathclaw by the wrists, I guess, trying to hold its claws in place. It has unfortunately wrested itself free from you, throwing you across the room. Boom. You don't hit the wall, it didn't throw you that hard, so I'm not going to have you take any damage here. But yeah, you've been thrown across the room as you tried to restrain the Deathclaw.
Balls!
The Deathclaw gets to go next.
Oh, that's not good.
It runs towards Winnegan.
Oh fuck.
Well, it was nice knowing you, Meemaw.
It got another critical set. It rolled another one.
God.
Mistress Winnegan, no!
It grabs Winnegan round the waist, lifts her, and slams her to the ground.
And his name was John Cena!
I didn't see it.
Got the steel chair!
You might be lucky here because the roll 20's failing to roll the damage right now.
save me, roll 20, save me.
Save
to the gods of roll 20.
I'm pretty sure this thing can one shot me if it rolls high.
Probably. Let me try and roll it.
I've got it. There. Oh, actually, that was it.
Oh,
that was fairly good for you. It has only done 3 points of damage to you. However, it has stunned you, meaning you won't be able to do anything on your next turn.
Where's it hit me?
Just the torso.
It's got piercing.
Where snuffle puff on the back.
Then it only does one damage.
It just splats the dog.
Oh no. No,
yeah, so
snuff a pass!
So Deathclaw hasn't quite done much in the way of damage to you, but it has stunned you for the next round. Slam.
Winnegan gets power slammed by Deathclaw and then just gets up like,
just box your ears.
Fine.
Yes, you're
someone just clipped the fact that it said Winnegan gets power slammed by the death.
All right, who's
you
next
call
on
that
the list?
Power
then?
Slamming, I'm not.
Nurse Handy next.
Nurse Handy, you're on the ground at the bottom of the stairs. You cannot move. What do you do from there?
I'm just going to take a shot at the Deathclaw with my energy laser. Laser pointer.
Alright, go for it.
I mean, there's nothing else I can do. I just might as well just lay here and just fire off my laser.
Sniping.
And you succeed. Nice. You hit it successfully. In the back. Where do you hit it? You hit it in the... you hit it in the left arm. Roll the damage for me.
I try again. There we go. 3.
Alright, you do no damage at all.
What?
It has energy damage resistance.
Oh no. I should have fired my 10 mil.
Billy, mind if I go next?
It depends on how good Snufflepuff is. This... Actually, I was really wondering, because Snufflepuff is in there, would she even have a attack? Would she be able to do anything? Since she's
she does. She
suit?
Is able to do that, but if she...
Winnie can get damage resistance.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah,
using the
Snufflepuff
dog.
Can make attacks from where she is.
This...
Okay. Alright, just wanted to make sure. Yeah, go ahead, big girl. Go for it.
Just keep pressing first. Pain train.
Pain train, excellent. Go for it.
Strength athletics... I want to re-roll that 15 with a luck to get 2 successes to try and make this work.
Okay. You did not succeed.
Worse. Never mind. I will then use the Dominator.
So Gertrude just runs up behind the Deathclaw and...
lifts his tail and goes tally-ho!
Yes, there you go. You got your successes on that roll there.
And damage is...
Oh, very good. Look at that. You managed to stun the Deathclaw.
13, 14, 15
fabulous.
Damage.
Remembering that we did actually electrify the Dominator previously.
Oh, okay. And it's still
Gertrude sends the electricity through the body of the Deathclaw. It roars and starts to shake.
I've been there.
I see.
Extra flavor.
How much damage is that with the...
That's 15.
15, so 11 points of damage on that one there. Hold on a second. As this Deathclaw screams and shakes and takes quite a bit of damage from the Dominator, you hear a small roar coming from the back of the room as a new player enters the match. As you may have noticed previously, the egg in the nest was shattered open. It turns out that there is a smaller Deathclaw running around the room. It joins the fight throwing a gnarled menorah at Gertrude.
What?
If you could do a
quick a menorah? Agility wrong check. Holiday!
What's on top?
An agility what?
Survival.
Agility
to... Is it wearing a little cap?
It's got a dreidel!
Sorry, are we all rolling that?
No, just Gertrude. Gertrude sees the menorah coming and she managed to deftly move her head just to the side and it bounces off of the damaged robot in the corner.
No Judaism today!
Okay.
It screams and starts running towards the nearest person, which happens to be Beverly.
How big is this thing?
It's about a quarter of the size of the Deathclaw that's currently attacking you.
Alright.
Snufflepuff,
do you want a new pet? A new friend?
When I say a quarter of the size of that...
It's yeah, it's Pokemon. It's like a Pokemon battle. Go, Snufflepuff, go!
It's a lot bigger than Snufflepuff.
Aww.
Like a Rattata versus a fucking Gyarados.
I think I did promise Billy Bob another dog.
Speaking of which, is Billy Bob's turn.
Meemaw's gonna get me a Deathclaw. Oh, it's the best Christmas forever.
Oh, now we have to do it.
Alright, well, just in case, I'm going to shoot its mom right in front of it. I'm going to take the... I'm going to take the railway rifle and shoot mama.
It's like the owlbear, but...
Yeah, fabulous.
Oh, that's I want to reroll both of those. So... Two successes! Okay,
you got your successes there. You spent two luck, got your successes, rolled the damage for me, you fired off your railway rifle.
Alright. Damage. That is 8 damage and breaking.
Oh, 8 damage and breaking? Where do you break it in that case? That's a good question. The torso. Excellent. So you have shot this railway rifle spike. This railway spike into the torso of this Deathclaw, breaking away the armoured hide that was stopping any damage going into its torso previously. It takes the full 8 points of damage, and it is now no longer armoured for torso strikes. What does Snufflepuff do?
Snufflepuff?
It radiates.
No, I've got. Okay. What can I do with Snufflepuff? Alright, well, I feel like Snufflepuff would attack the baby.
Kick the baby.
Alright, Snufflepuff's gonna attack the baby.
Alright, Snufflepuff cuts its way out of the radiation suit that is currently encased in. And runs towards the baby death.
Oh, the radiation gets into the suit.
Wedigan starts to take radiation damage.
Wedigan, I put you in charge of Snufflepuff. What the hell happened?
I saw you point at the baby. I heard you say sick it.
That was all on you. You were babysitting. Whatever I say is irrelevant.
I'm not babysitting you. You're a grown man.
No, you're babysitting the dog, not me.
When did you face fuck a chest burster?
Yep, Snufflepuff bursts out of the radiation suit, runs towards the baby Deathclaw. What does she do?
Perfect. She
immediately jumps back and bites it.
Excellent. Roll a wee bite check for me. Does she have her knife in her mouth?
I was about to say, she actually has her knife, so she actually slices it. She tries to slice it with her knife. And she did roll. Already rolled. It's right underneath the damage. One success.
Fabulous. Yep. So she hits the baby Deathclaw, which is about 4 times the size of her.
At 4 damage and vicious. And does vicious extra damage?
Yeah, so that's going to be like 6 damage, so... Yes, you see that you have sliced the baby Deathclaw for 6 points of damage. Excellent.
Now, I assume Snufflepuff also takes radiation damage.
Snufflepuff will start to take radiation damage, but don't worry, it's not Snufflepuff's turn.
Well, we don't have a working radiation suit anymore, so it'll be a problem regardless. Yeah.
This is why Wedigan now turns into a ghoul.
Damn it, Billy.
This is why I left.
Why are you saying damn it, Billy?
This is why I didn't raise your parent, Billy.
Fuck you, Billy.
Yeah, see, like my dog does something. I give my dog to Wedigan to take care of. My dog does something. It's on me. I blame the babysitter. Wedigan, why the hell am I the one that's getting bashed when you couldn't control my dog?
It's your dog.
In your suit.
Well, you didn't have a suit for...
Now, metagaming, yes, I was in control of Snufflepuff, but then in actual character-wise, it seems really stupid for everybody to be bashing Billy when Billy wasn't even near Snufflepuff. Like, what the hell did I do?
Not train the fucking thing.
Like, as you think about how stupid this actually sounds, like, everybody's like, fuck you, Billy! And I'm like, what? For what? What did I do?
Cancer.
Either way, continue.
Seeing its young start to bleed and scream out in pain, the Deathclaw roars a horrific sounding roar, even from its currently stunned position. It roars, it echoes throughout, and a couple of seconds goes by, and you hear a return roar. And a rumble from below the basement. Can everybody give a wee perception check? Perception against survival for me?
I don't know about y'all, but I think the term ghosts was metaphorical.
Yes, I'm just beginning to suspect that. Yep.
One success.
Two successes.
Alright, we've got enough successes here. Winnegan,
not 20.
You can tell, I guess, from a game's perspective, that was quite far away, that roar. It's going to take a couple of turns for that to reach you.
Turns?
Well, it seems that we have company in a short while, but for now we're fine.
More are coming.
Can I do a perception roll to see if there's a way to activate the nuke?
They are
that
coming.
Will kill us
you
all.
Can do, but unfortunately it's not your turn at the moment. It is back to the start, Winnegan. You're stunned, so just give us a pained noise.
I will not be doing that.
Do it.
There we go.
I'm sorry, I asked.
Right. Yeah, there's no way that's going to end up anything but bad.
Oh, it hurt. The radiation damage hurts.
Daddy, no.
Oh, no, step radiation.
Daddy, my radiation suit's ripped, Daddy.
At the chest as well, because that's where Snufflepuff was.
I do need you to roll 3 dice of damage dice, though.
Oh, motherfucker.
Just hold it close. Yeah.
No, just 3. Really. Just roll your wee face dice and just roll 3 of them. Yeah, you take the full 3 damage. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's 3 off of your off of your total health.
By the end of it, Winnegan's also a ghoul.
Or a Superman.
Oh, that would be very fun, actually.
She doesn't have the FEV virus. She'll have to eject her with that. Let me push up my glasses.
Was that last?
Jay, that's filth.
Am I wrong though?
I don't know.
You're keeping that shit in.
Nothing transmitted.
Right, as Winnegan coughs, splutters, and takes radiation damage, join us next time to see what will happen in this Dungeon of Deathclaws.
Yay!
Dungeon of Deathclaws. Ah. Copyright free.
Hey, no, fuck it. That's the new title. Dungeons of Deathclaws.
No dragons.
Fuck dragons.
Well, that's the name of the episode now.
Yeah.